Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Absolutely. A special Fly Me to the Moon podcast package in betwixt paper editions of the fabulous Fly Me to the Moon, in which the words shot, shy, strike force, and transfer window will probably be mentioned at least twice, I would have thought. What say you, Rob Nichols?
You can do the first bit. Shot, shy, strike force.
Exactly. Shot, shy, strike force. Something which was echoing, I think, in the Reading game.
I think the second bit of what you said might answer the first bit, as in I expect the shot, shy, strike force to be addressed today.
Well, this is it, of course, because this is being broadcast live, of course, for James Cook University Hospital, but also, as far as Southside Broadcasting on the podcast package is concerned, we can say probably quite comfortably that Falcao will not be coming to the Riverside. A bit of a shocker, but, you know, will not be happening this time around. However, more Chelsea links likely, and, of course, there are, of course, on-season loans, because we've got Kenneth Amero back again, and Jason? Not Jason. Who's the other Chelsea striker who's coming on loan to join us?
Ah, well, we've just been joined by Patrick Bamford.
Not Jason at all, of
no,
course. Patrick
but that's
Bamford.
That's actually seems to be until January the 1st. Yep. But we are expecting, and we could fall down our faces here for people listening to this as a podcast afterwards, but we are expecting Jelle Vossen from Belgium, who has been linked for the past year. We expect him to finally sign for a year on loan today. So that would also mean there's a lot of sort of competition for the one striker place that we seem to play with.
Well, that's right. I mean, currently, of course, I think it's fair to say cup form very good indeed, and a nice easy peasy track against Brendan Rodgers folk to actually look forward to. I can see Lee Tomlin will be putting the fear of whatever into the side from Anfield. That's gone well. But in the league, it would have been nice to have had a couple of those goals. Obviously, you could say, well, we got two against Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
But they were penalties.
And we were 3-0 down at the time.
This is true.
And they had taken their centre forward off. So we could, it's been 8 days in which, of course, we beat Preston in the cup,
good goals by Tomlin.
Yeah, absolutely. Two good goals by Tomlin, in either side of that, two home defeats. It was a month, really, when we could have expected to be up there somewhere near Nottingham Forest. Mm. Certainly the way we went into the season and the early form of that first week.
Well, Birmingham, happy, good,
absolutely.
Solid result there, you know. Well, Leeds, obviously, they're trying to help out Borough fan Dave Hockaday.
Yeah,
tried. Gave him his sole win in his entire tenure. Oh, was it? Oh, no, I think he got a win in the cup as well.
Yeah, sole league win.
Yeah, exactly. So sole league win, and then he's off.
They played well, Leeds, in that game.
Indeed, and of course, you've also got the line as far as United followers are concerned that now it's been two Borough people who have actually had the shortest managership tenures there, of course, Dave Hockaday and Brian Clough.
Yeah.
Both sort of
left
within sort of weeks in many ways of the whole system.
Mm.
So great news there. Bolton, a bit frustrating, really. I mean, I suppose it was.
Well, obviously, after Leeds United, it was we needed to bounce back, and we did at Bolton. Mm. We didn't play that well, really, we for most of the game, but came back with that. Thanks to David Wheater, really, gifting us a penalty right on half-time.
Nice to see he remembered his...
Absolutely, it was nice of him. And that was... Leadbitter scored three penalties in two games. Hmm. So, which is quite difficult to do, because the keeper is well aware of what you're going to do. So he scored that goal, and then in the second half, of course, Kike did a really good finish, and we won 2-1. So that really sort of... That really sort of made up for that defeat against Leeds. And so we went into this period with three home games in 8 days, two league games, when we really could have bounced up the league. Mm. But it was a shocking display against Sheffield Wednesday in the first half. We were absolutely torn apart.
Signor Karanka said he couldn't understand where they lost all their passion. They just seemed to have lost everything, really.
You do not like to put all the blame on one player, but it has to be said that you build a team from the back, and the goalkeeper's performances in the first two or three games weren't good. It's no coincidence that the two games we played, we had no shots on target. There was no shots on target against us because we defended so well and the midfield kept the shots out. As soon as he faced any sort of pressure, he's unfortunately made mistakes in key moments, in key games.
Seems unusual. I mean, the question has been raised by Eric Paler, writing in that august Evening Gazette side publication, The Sunday Sun. Only kidding. but he was commenting on the unusual nature of, obviously, Jason Steele simply just not being in the picture now. Just out of it, really.
Absolutely. It's... He presumably will be on a fairly good wage because he signed his last contract at a time when championship wages have been going down season by season, especially if you've not got a parachute payment. And it looks he's on the last year of his contract, so presumably we're looking to ship him out to get some sort of fee for him, which must go down every time. But at the same time, there's no question about it. Jason Steele. Well, Jason Steele was a good young keeper. He was in the Olympic squad. He was in the under-21s. Dimi Konstantopoulos played a very good season at the end of last season. He played some superb games. I'm thinking about away at Burnley. He helped stop them get promoted that day. They got promoted the next a couple of games later, but he really frustrated them. So I imagine our present keeper... Major, so have you, I'm not very good on his pronunciation.
Mihas.
Yeah, I think he will come good. He's a tall lad. He's got the pedigree of Real Madrid. But I'm not sure whether I think it was a bit too early for him. And I hope that he does now find his feet and find his hands.
I take it you weren't one of the folk who was actually providing ironic applause when he actually caught the ball on one of the crosses.
No, I wasn't. But it's basically. He's been found out a bit that he's not happy in the air, and so people are bombarding him in the air. Well, that's fair enough. So he's got to correct that quickly. But I just feel that the confidence ebbed away from the defence. Ayala also has been dropped twice because he hasn't performed to the level he should perform at. So it's not only the goalkeeper, but it has been defensive frailties. And then, of course, it puts pressure on the strike force. And they've not been scoring, but now with extra people coming in, hopefully we can address that.
To quote Robert Nichols from the season review, everything changed with our Spanish Plan B. Could almost be a sort of new song, that, really. So fantastic. Okay, still to come on the programme today, we will be looking over the sensational cup run that's been working extremely well and obviously provides a trek over to Anfield in the near future. We might just mention the upcoming England results, but we've also got, of course, a September day in which not one, not two, four away challenges for Burnley. Four away challenges upcoming in 2 miles of September.
As well.
That's right. We've got Huddersfield, we've got Cardiff, Liverpool, of course, and Charlton Athletic, Brentford being the sole home game, and that's not necessarily going to be the easiest of events, really, because Brentford seem to be ticking over quite nicely.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that and more on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast special.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
Lincoln
us home.
Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 That's 01642 223 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium,
1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
If you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
There are always lots of lovely little challenges we can put together, and the predictor challenge, of course, being one of those, which I gather Talk Sport is now using now, its league thing in terms of predictor challenges. I think Rob have just set up a new one, which is, can you change as many calendars as possible during a brief break for sponsors?
Very impressive.
Well, it was just sort of wandering around. I mean, I managed to do them all bar one. Probably could have got the last one, and if I'd really pushed it, I thought, no, it's just easy.
Some people have loads of clocks around the house that they've got to change in October. You've got masses of calendars.
There's a calendar side of things. There's a nice little homely setup from that point of view. Anyway, it is Fly Me to the Moon podcast special. We have lots of these podcast specials kind of between the programmes themselves. The next hard copy issue will, of course, be on September the 19th, September the 20th, of course, when the match is, which is, of course, the home game against Brentford.
Yep.
You can still, of course, pick up issue 547, which, of course, is a glorious Birmingham City one, the winning programme and brochure from that.
It was lucky, wasn't it?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
You see, this wouldn't it be ironic if all 12 games that you produce are wins?
Or 10.
Or 10, indeed.
I hope there's more than that, Alex.
Exactly.
Although we did beat Bolton away, didn't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So good news for from that point of view. Roy Hodgson getting a fair amount of flack for his selections, and clearly it's a whole new era now.
It is, isn't it?
With Captain Wayne.
Captain Wayne and Frank Lampard Senior retiring.
Exactly. So that,
yes. It's interesting because obviously from Wayne being promoted at his club, Man United, and then being given this extra responsibility. Everything always seems to be about Wayne Rooney, doesn't it, as far as the media is concerned anyway. It wasn't the World Cup, and it was, but there was a lot of the question marks about his inclusion in the side for the first time.
Well, there is that sort of line where clearly there are an awful lot of similarities in certain places between Wayne Rooney and Paul Gascoigne in terms of initial talent. I think Wayne Rooney's probably a little more balanced.
Yeah, I think so.
than Gazza, as opposed to Gazza. It seems as though, obviously, Paul Gascoigne having a lot of still personal tragedy, but he gets himself sorted out with respect to that. But these are two games which, if you look at the international setup, you would normally think, well, a few years ago, well, yeah, Norway and Switzerland, no worries. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Both games, really.
Oh, absolutely. Switzerland were, I don't know whether you should say a surprise package in the World Cup, but certainly after they got hammered, didn't they, by France, but then really came back very strongly and had one or two real notable performers. Mm. Obviously, Roy Hodgson knows all about Switzerland.
Absolutely. He took them further than he took England in the World Cup.
Yeah, and then we've had our downfalls before against Scandinavian teams, and we've obviously had a big downfall against Norway.
A hell of a beating. That's
right.
But anyway, enough of such stuff, because the one thing we can sort of allude to at present is that there aren't a great deal of Borough players actually involved in terms of
not really, no.
System. So that's in a sense, a mixed blessing. As Aito Kanaka said, it's time really to have 2 weeks to really bed down and focus very much on the return to major action. And that, of course, will be the away game at Huddersfield.
Yeah, well, we've had an incredible turnover. And if we bring more players in today and possibly players going out, then that is very true, that we do need... It's interesting, isn't it, actually, how the international break has fallen for so well for everyone straight after the end of the transfer window, because you do definitely need a bit of time for the new players to get to know everyone.
It's almost as if there was a little aperitif for the first run of matches, that goes, right, just relax. I mean, there was a time when we started the season, like August 23rd, August 24th,
sort
of time, where once you started, that was pretty much it, and it was a fairly standard rhythm.
Yes, we started to finish.
Yeah, exactly, through sort of April, May.
We always have a stuttering start now, don't we?
We
have like little blocks of games, but we've had a lot of games in this block. But it is a timely break, and if you think of players, we're going to Huddersfield, which is obviously where we signed Adam Clayton from, and Clayton probably is one of a number of players that needs a bit of time, and the other players need a bit of time to work out how he plays. Huddersfield obviously set the standard by dismissing the manager after one game, which was quite incredible.
And of course, Watford's manager has this very morning said, that's it, I've taken as far as I can.
Really?
He has ceased to be.
Did he use the goalkeeping coach to say those words too? Have you noticed that he never actually speaks to the media? He sends the goalkeeping coach to...
Well, probably the message was out there, but he's left them second place in the championship and he's off.
How bizarre.
See, I mean, you know, you'd almost say, is he going to go to Leeds? Interesting.
Yeah, right.
Well, that'll be a sort of a side of that thing. So, I mean, of course, they'll change managers. So if anything goes by with their new over team there, they could have a new manager in every 2 or 3 months.
They could, keep it fresh.
always good from that point of view. Would we say it's the usual suspects at present in terms of the championship? I mean, Nottingham Forest would probably anticipate Norwich doing reasonably well. Your prediction of Wolverhampton Wanderers seem to be ticking over quite well.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're not in the top bench, but you were mentioning Brentford wouldn't be difficult, and teams do come up with some momentum, don't they?
Wigan, I think, Uwe Rosler's kind of, after an initial sort of questionable start, I think he's managed to get things sorted out.
Yeah, right? Perhaps we thought he would, because he had 6 months where they were flying, really. I think we thought it would just kick on from there, like we did Middlesbrough as well, but it doesn't always work like that. I think we could have predicted some of the teams at the top, and certainly Stuart Pearce seems to have got a really strong start there from Forest.
Is this the season Seb Hines could come good at centre-half?
He's played a lot of games, hasn't he?
Exactly. I mean, after a lot of early promise, and indeed one of the rare youngsters, not so young these days, mid-20s, very old.
Longest serving at the club.
Exactly, yeah. So people talking about, obviously, Ben Gibson, Seb Hines, Jonathan Woodgate, probably unlikely to be featuring in a huge number of games.
No, Gibson should be, Ben Gibson will be actually be fit for the next game, so that'll be interesting selection. I thought it was interesting how Seb Hines was picking up the ball and actually going forward with it, and that's not something I've seen him do before in the first team. So maybe that's newfound confidence, and also the manager encouraging him to do that. It would be good, wouldn't it, for Seb, because he is a talented player.
Absolutely. Just returning back to Football 2015, the ultimate guide to the new season, at least so they say, from the makers of World Soccer, I'm struck by this little line that comes again from your good self, Rob. Obviously, it's good to see that. Games to dread, Cardiff City away September 16th, a mere 588-mile round trip on a Tuesday night.
Fantastic, that, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. Yes.
I mean, that comes right after the Huddersfield game.
Yes.
Two games in essence that, I mean, clearly from the players' perspective, you would presume that they'll be looked after in a reasonable amount of comfort.
Yeah.
But either way, in terms of fans and supporting it, those are two major schleps that you need to look forward to.
Yeah, well, the Charlton games, as you mentioned, at the end of the month as well. There's a lot of teams in the Championship in London.
Within 7 days, away to Huddersfield on the 13th, away to Cardiff on the Tuesday night, 16th, and then, of course, home to Brentford on the 20th.
Yeah, it looks a lot more difficult, I think, than August. Mm. But hopefully that brings the best out of us. I don't know, but Cardiff have been very inconsistent, and I think that was to be expected. We've got a few managers coming down to the Championship with no knowledge of Championship football whatsoever, and it seems to be testing them. But let's hope we can get a few points from those trips. And Huddersfield will be interesting to see whether they've got a permanent manager by then, because they've still got a caretaker, haven't they? Mm-hmm. It was a good game there last season. It would be nice to actually to leave there with a win, and to get kick on with a bit of momentum, which we can do when you've got the midweek games, get some points at Cardiff as well.
Precisely. Followed, of course, by the home game against Brentford, and then of course it's Liverpool.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. But it's been a long time since we've
chance
played Anfield.
Mario Balotelli again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sort of touch base with him and the lads and Nicky Lambert and so on. I mean, I suppose from the mainstream punter's point of view, you would say Liverpool would be favourites, but there's always that chance, isn't there?
Well, you don't know what team that they're going to field.
Yeah, exactly.
They're obviously in the Champions League now as well, which is where will that League Cup be in their pecking order?
And a really important test for Aita Karanka to actually sort of check whether his philosophy is working, and because it's one of those things where, to use the classic cliche, you won't have to motivate the players too highly for that particular game, I would have thought.
You've just got to take away the fear factor, haven't you?
Exactly. So that's interesting. Before, as you rightly say, we wrap up the month of September with an away game to a side that normally we do reasonably well at, Charlton Athletic.
Yes, we do. It's one of our best grounds, isn't it? It was the first away game last season, I think. Mm-hmm. It was, and we won, and we had a really promising performance. I remember Varga played in the midfield. It was one of his few games in midfield.
And was it
season.
Not one of Tony Mowbray's early
it
games?
It was Tony Mowbray, yes. Yes. We looked to a really well-balanced team, didn't we? But not to be. But you are right. It's been a happy valley on many occasions. I hope that continues.
Absolutely. September ends, of course, with a battle against those wonderful purveyors of quality management of all football club, from the director downwards. That, of course, would be Blackpool, who clearly by that stage might well already be relegated. In terms of the way forward, I think they got 1 point so far, or maybe not. Well, we'd have to just double check.
We'll have to see. We're talking on transfer deadline day. They've just got all the players in. Maybe they'll ship some of them out.
Exactly, precisely. Just work through that whole basis. So again, extraordinary when you look at obviously Blackpool, Leeds, some of the issues that seem to be going.
Birmingham City they trump it all with having an owner chairman in jail, don't they, in Hong Kong?
Well, it's extraordinary line, but I'm sure I say the blessings that Steve Gibson is still actually looking solidly in command at the Riverside is good from that point of view. Marvin Emner is, of course, doing well with respect to his Swansea position.
And
Lukas Jukovic, obviously, just ticking on by with respect
to playing first team games.
Exactly. So interesting in terms of that. As we said at the top of the piece, as far as Borough are concerned, clearly the relationship between Mourinho and Karanka could prove a benefit in all ways, or it could not. We just have to wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it's beneficial, but let's hope at the same time that it doesn't prove a problem for our own academy, that Chelsea academy players.
So you wouldn't really want to get to the stage where you're seen as a feeder club for Chelsea.
Yeah, well, obviously Premier League, it's not quite Premier League or bust, but it's very, very important to get back in the Premier League. Mm. But you would not want to see the situation where our own academy lads were not given a fair crack. Mm. I like the idea of loaning the players out, but not just putting them in, loaning them out to put them in the shop window, but hopefully to find their feet and confidence to get back in and challenge for the first team.
So, what's the feeling at the press conferences, Rob? positive, generally okay. Still can't understand the Spanish words. What's going on here?
I was at press conference last week, and one of the things that Aitor Karanka said was that any criticism for his decisions to drop players or to play certain goalkeepers, he didn't want the criticism to fall at the players, but to be levelled at him, which it might be okay in the short term, but he probably won't. Like it in the long term.
Only a certain amount that you can actually take. Meanwhile, talking about a certain amount that you can actually take, we have to make the announcement that yesterday, of course, the Middlesbrough 10K run, Rob, you completed it successfully.
I did, yeah.
And not only that, but you also beat the Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, and the one
Postman
and
Pat.
Only Postman Pat as well.
Yeah. And now I've got to go. Now I've got to do the Great North Run. I hope you're going to sponsor me, Alex.
Well, I think we'll get that. So, Great North Run, of course, the end of September.
It's next week.
That's not the end of September, though.
No, it's the beginning of September. I wish it was the end of September.
So, how are we feeling? Are you ready and sorted out? And of course, we'll sponsor you. But in terms of what are we looking for? Who's the charity? What is it for? Share with us.
I'm running for the Middlesbrough and Teesside Philanthropic Foundation that looks to sort of help good causes in Middlesbrough and Teesside area, from like power basketball teams to all sorts of things, all sorts of people that would normally slip through the sort of the net for charities. It's only a week after the middle of 10K. I've never run 13.1 miles before, but I think that's a good day to actually do
even
that.
Manchester United are for you. You know, it's a different line entirely. We managed to avoid almost the whole show, but I think we had to as we started On Your Bike, a new series of Tony Manila, of course. Tony Manila being a very keen, passionate Sheffield Wednesday supporter. You will be working on the same show before too long, I know.
Right.
But, you know, but then, of course, there was always the Mark Proctor connection. So, you know, as he said.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
Unfortunately, they still shouldn't have actually won, really. Well, obviously, they did win, but...
They lost. Sheffield Wednesday's winning run came to an end against Forest, didn't it, weekend?
Yes, yeah. Although, a surprise package, I think, is the words that I would say with Sheffield Wednesday. I think even Tony Manila was surprised at how well they've actually started the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have done extremely well. Okay, that's enough of that. The next official Fly Me to the Moon podcast would, of course, be the companion to the fabulous, I'm holding it up now, the magazine that's actually there, which, of course, as far as we're concerned, that's also will be Friday, September the 19th, next fanzine, of course, officially out on Saturday, September the 20th. That is the home game against Brentford.
Yeah.
By then, we'll have had the England Internationals, all the rest of the bits and pieces there, but certain things need to remain in place. What are the seven words we need to say to actually wrap up this particular piece? Rob Nichols, they are?
They are. Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Borough and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.